Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to say this. I want to say thank you to all the law enforcement officers in America. I want to say thank you for your service. The fact that you put the uniform on again and you got in your cruiser again and you went back out when the leadership of our country was against you and you stayed in our neighborhoods, you stayed out there and kept us safe. And when you were a target and some of your brothers were assassinated sitting in their car and you went back out, we're so grateful for the law enforcement officers in America, because truly you are the line of defense every single day against people who want to do evil against the citizens. As a matter of fact, I want to wish our law enforcement, want to wish on 12 days of Christmas, the law enforcement of our community and of our nation, a Merry Christmas. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won, but if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Powerful. Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Yes. And we're excited about a new wind's blowing for you, and that you're going to be and already being honored again. You know, I think about the officer at Ohio State. We don't have a lot of time, but if it wasn't for him acting as soon as he did, many students would be dead. But he stopped the radical believer in Islam, who a young fellow student who began to drive his car over fellow students and jumped out of his car and began to stab them. And it was a law enforcement officer that stopped that. And so we just want to wish you and the families of law enforcement a Merry Christmas. We want to pray for you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for this awesome season. Yes. We thank you for our law enforcement. We thank you, Father God, for our leader. We thank you for Japan wanting to invest in our country with these jobs. We thank you, Lord God, just for new leadership. We thank you for the First Nation people that forgave first and how people are beginning to come, Lord God. And you just want us to ask for forgiveness, God. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins, where we've fallen short, God. That you would restore, Lord God, our listeners, God, and our viewers, and forgive them as well, Lord God. That we would just enter into this fresh season, God. This season where we're celebrating your birth, God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to end abortion. We thank you for that law that came in Ohio. End abortion. We thank you for the conservative Supreme Court justice that's coming. End abortion. Send revival. Send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.